We kick off hour number three of the program. It's Three and Out Wednesday edition. Tennessee just keeps on winning. We got some more video game football this week. That'll be fun. Knott's County
tonight
continues to crush it in the coronavirus department. I did have to wait for a table the other night, and they had some benches outside that were closed due to coronavirus. Benches.
The benches were closed.
The benches were closed.
Gotcha.
So you can't sit on a bench even if you're the only person outside, which made a lot of sense.
Could be dangerous.
Yeah, we sat on them anyway.
You're such a rebel, man.
I know. I typically am a law-abiding citizen. What happens in Virginia if you don't wear a mask? They're going to throw you in jail? They can't do that.
I think it's just execution on the street.
Aren't criminals normally the ones who wear masks? Like, the first time people were wearing masks outside and I saw joggers wearing them, I just assumed they had just robbed somebody. And I didn't know what was up. And then you get used to it after a while, but it's weird.
I'm still not used to it, honestly.
I feel weird walking into a Weigel's with a mask. Like, if I was a Weigel's courtesy clerk, I would be terrified every time someone walked in my store.
I'm getting robbed.
My buddy was like, hey, who did you talk to over there at this place I had to go to because he used to work there? And I was like, I don't remember his name. I don't know. Kind of tall guy, fairly built, wore a mask. You know, like I couldn't describe the guy's face.
Yeah. I went into the bank with a bandana.
Did you?
It's risky, yeah, man.
I was like, as soon as I got in there, I was just like, wait a second.
Hands in your jacket pocket.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
There was a lady at the gas station the other day. She ran away from me when I walked in without a mask on.
Really?
She had a mask on, so she like pressed it up even tighter against her face and just like ran to the back of the store as I walked in. I was just like, come on.
Makes you feel powerful.
Or ugly. I don't know.
So now the robbers should not wear a mask. That way it'll make all the regular people like get on the floor and move away, right? Like, you just roll in, not wearing a mask.
Yeah,
give me all your money.
Okay, but I don't want to touch it first.
Yeah. Get out of the way so I can take your money. And they'll just sprint.
To clear out a room that you're about to rob, just walk in coughing, and everyone will leave,
yeah,
and then you're empty.
True.
It's empty.
That's a good plan.
A little risky.
Do we have to say don't try this at home? Or are we allowed to just...
Nah. Well, you're not trying it at home.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
At home, I guess. That's the thing. Italy's number's way down, Houston. I mean, they only had like 300 cases yesterday or whatever.
300 total or new?
New confirmed cases,
okay,
in one day, though. That's a tiny number for them. Daily new cases in the United States under 20,000 again yesterday, under 20,000 the day before that. Just, they continue to go down. That's what that guy in Wisconsin was like. Yeah, I'm afraid of the second spike also. I was like, your cameraman's not. I want to know what the deal is, though, if you're not wearing a mask in public in Virginia.
Like, prison.
Prison.
It's got to be, right?
Get fined.
Do me a find out. I have a car. It's a hybrid.
You can make it?
I can make it. Just cross the state line, get out of my car without a mask, and if anybody says anything to me, just hop back over state lines.
So I had camp. We had a camping.
Just like back and forth.
We had camping reservations at Grayson Highlands State Park in Virginia coming up in a couple weekends in June. Get this. So they have individual camping slots, you know, where
right,
you and your family have a tent or an RV or whatever. Well, they have a group site. Or you can invite, like, you know, I don't know what it holds. In Cades Cove, they're like 30 people or 50 people. You know, maximum of whatever, six, seven tents, that sort of thing. But it's a big area, and you can just put your tents down wherever you want to. The state of Virginia canceled our group campsite reservations.
Because of course they did.
Despite the fact that the individual sites are reopening. And people are allowed to camp there. You're allowed to be in a campsite. But they said that they canceled all group sites because they did not have the manpower. They probably said did not have the person power. Didn't have the person power to enforce social distancing in group sites. Like, we're outside. It's a big area. Like, there's no need. Like, you're not enforcing social distancing other places, but like, we let people walk around on the sidewalk, right?
Last I checked, yeah.
The sidewalks aren't canceled, are they?
I haven't checked.
So we've canceled the woods, but not the sidewalks. What are we doing?
Well, the woods have been out for a while, as I recall.
They're supposed to be back open. But no. One in Stripes weighs in. He's in Virginia. There is no civil penalty because this wasn't passed by the Virginia Congress. They're putting the pressure on business to enforce it by saying if they are not, the VDH could pull their business license. HIPAA will make this impossible to enforce. I mean, they can just basically make it a thing, though. Like, that's the whole Costco deal, right? Like, yeah, don't you have to wear a mask to go in Costco?
Mm-hmm.
So if every business is like Costco, then I guess the sidewalk, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you want to go purchase anything, you'll have to mask up.
But isn't that different because Costco is like a private store or a membership only, since you have to show a card?
Could be.
Because like, technically other restaurants or other places would be public things.
Yeah, but okay. But
I guess they can decide their own rules.
No shoes, no shirt. You know, like, yeah, I think every business can decide their own rules. They can refuse service to someone not wearing a mask. So if Virginia just makes that the thing. But then I would think a business could be the rebel. Be like, if you don't want to wear a mask, come to our restaurant. It'd be packed.
Might be a recipe for a disaster. Our restaurant has no rules at all. Do whatever you want. Then people would be like licking the tables and stuff. Oh, no. Could be bad.
There's no need for that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it. You would not want that. Let's not risk it, folks.
Troy says the Rona has taught him how sheepy people are in 2020, how gullible younger people are, and how easily they're influenced by social media, and how divided this country really is. I think most people would agree with that last part, especially.
Yeah. I think everyone's on the same page. Like, the virus is bad.
Yes.
It's just this, how do we deal with it? Yeah. And we said this from the beginning. Like, at what point do you finally just say, okay, it's enough's enough. We're back to normal. It's not gone. We don't have a cure. We don't have a vaccine. But everything's just back to normal as the new normal. And I just don't know if that ever is actually going to happen. Because too many people want this to be a thing forever.
Right.
I swear, it's like they enjoy the drama.
Yeah.
They don't actually care about people getting sick and dying. They just love to be able to cry about it.
Well, there were a lot of people that were victory lapping using the New York Times list of dead people, which I thought was disturbing. I guess that's the best word I can use for it. Like, pulling for the virus to kill more people so that it helps your politics is really an interesting hill to die on. But maybe that's just me. Let's go to the phone lines. 865-546-8200. We got John Tweet on the horn. What's up, Tweet?
Hey, boys.
Tweet, you got your mask ready?
I don't even know where do you buy one?
They're sold out. Sorry.
Yeah, you got to make one.
And you can't go buy them unless you have one, so.
When did all this start? Like 3 months ago?
Yep, 3 months.
Now all of a sudden a mask is required? I don't quite get it. Obviously, I'm not a fan of the elected governor of Virginia. True scum of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're in Virginia, right?
Yeah, Richmond. It's a little south of Richmond, pretty much Richmond. I don't know. I mean, you've got the mayor of the city begging for more time, and they've had like 6 deaths total. It's like, what are we doing?
More time for what?
They don't want to open restaurants for dine-in yet. He's complaining, like, restaurants and barbershops and something else. I cannot remember. Salons, restaurants, but he's saying, no, no, we need more time. And Northam's like, open up. He's like, start, you know, following these phase one, phase two type things. And for some reason, the mayor of the city's just saying, no, no, we can't, we can't. And I think there's like couple hundreds of thousands, maybe 300,000 people and 6 deaths total in the city of Richmond. And it's just, it seems like it's a bit much.
What are we doing? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't. I will tell you that the people I'm around, most of them, the majority of them I hear say, I'm not going to wear a mask. You know, I don't. And I get you guys were talking about it. I think what they're doing it is putting it on the business so that they don't have to get law enforcement involved.
Mm.
So they're saying, hey, if you don't enforce it and keep people out, we'll pull your health license to restaurants, so forth and so on. So basically. Right. They're staying clear of it, but saying, you know what I mean, forcing the
right
restaurant owners.
Hey, we just, can't do this, but if you don't,
yeah,
you're not, yeah.
I just won't go, no offense, I just won't go in. I mean,
well,
you know,
I feel like there's going to be people like you, Tweet, that will be happy to support a restaurant that doesn't enforce that. It's like, hey, wear a mask if you would like to, but you don't have to wear a mask to come in here. And then if the government comes to shut that place down, then there'll be an outpouring of support, and it'll probably go up the food chain. And
you
some
see
court
what they've done?
Decide.
They're pitting people against one another.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
they're bending businesses. Why does a business need a license from the government simply to operate? It's out of control. They're taking it off, and now they're pitting business owners against. People
against their customers,
them to
really
enforce things. Yeah, to enforce things they have no business enforcing. You know, whether a mask works, doesn't work, I can't speak to that for sure. One
yeah,
way
but
or
that's
the
a,
other,
that's
but
a completely it, different study and topic.
If it was so critical, why has this not been the case from the word go?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was so critical that you wear a mask, why was he out taking selfies with people just this past weekend?
Yeah, Newsom was in Virginia Beach with no mask on.
Yeah, he's taking selfies with people. He's an idiot. If you were so worried about this thing, right? It was such this huge thing for you, and you're a medical doctor, and you're so smart. Then why would you be outside without your mask around people you don't know taking selfies?
Yeah. Yeah, and
got to win those votes.
And we've got, you know, we've got more and more data. That's what they keep preaching. No, we need more data. Well, you have it now. Like, protect the nursing homes, protect the elderly, and protect areas where the you know, air is basically reused. Like, that's the problem. Surfaces are no longer a problem, right? Outside, no longer a problem.
Except the woods.
The woods?
Yeah, Grayson Highlands in your state, John Tweet, canceled our group camping site because it's the group site. Now,
I can't go
camping there because the individual sites are all booked because everybody's trying to get outside. We're trying to be healthy. There's going to be more people just die from not exercising from this thing than from the virus if you throw out if you only count non-nursing home deaths.
They closed the Blue Ridge Parkway, I think. We went up there to do a hike.
The road that you drive on with your car?
Yeah. A month or two ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Shenandoah National Park. And we go up there to hike Humpback Rocks. Pretty short hike, but brutal, like 800-900 feet elevation in a short period of time. Good view. And I'm like, why is the GPS taking me this way? I've never been this way. What is going on? And now we're driving down some mountain road over a precipice. On a dirt road, I'm thinking it's like the Deliverance, but in the mountains. And we get there, and they've closed it. It's closed. The parkway's closed. There's gates, barriers. We have to hike a mile just to get to the hike. They've had Old Rag closed, which is like a, I think that's just finally opening up. That's like a 9-mile hike in the mountains. I'm like, what are we doing? What's it closed for? What's going to happen? I genuinely don't get it. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I don't get any of it. I can promise you this. I won't make a scene, but I'm not going to wear a mask. So I might have to go to the ultimate loserdom, which is ordering groceries and sitting in my car like some sort of, I don't know.
Keep us updated, Tweet. I don't know how this goes. Now,
if you get one phone call from jail, make it here.
Nah, dude.
You got our
number. Number 5-8-2-0-0.
Yeah. Well, actually, this came up over the weekend. There was apparently somebody did an icebreaker at a couple's like Bible study or something that said, if your spouse got arrested, what would it be for? And then that led to a, you know, I think my spouse's phone number is the only one I can remember. So if I wanted to call someone different from jail, I'd kind of be screwed. And then one of the guys said, well, just call into the radio station because you got that number memorized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a good point.
I'll tell you this. There was a police officer. My buddy was getting his hair cut yesterday. He had to go buy a mask to get his hair cut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Had to do the same.
So he was listening, and I think they were waiting, or this was somewhere, and there was a police officer talking. And he kind of got in on the conversation. The officer said they are so busy and inundated with calls for people tattling on their neighbors for having Memorial Day cookouts. That's how busy he was. He would get hundreds of calls, people complaining because somebody was in their backyard with friends doing a cookout. People, it's insanity.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tweet. Appreciate it, buddy. Keep us updated. Keep us updated.
Barbecues. Well, there was a video, I think it might have been New York.
We've come a long way.
It was somewhere where there was a grocery store and someone walked in without a mask and they bullied the person until they left.
It was Staten Island.
I feel like they would have the opposite effect. Like, just knowing some people from Staten Island. Like, if the one wearing the mask would be ostracized, in my opinion, but I guess they've had enough issues.
No. They were running this person out the door. Their masks weren't required. And they all had their masks on.
Right.
But because that person didn't, they got bullied.
Yeah, I'll say that. They, for being very mean, they were also very consistent. I didn't see one non-mask wearer yelling at the other non-mask wearer. Everyone in the whole entire store had a mask on besides one person.
I mean, I feel like 4th of July, I feel like I watched Saving Private Ryan, and I'm being serious. I feel like I watched that, and I'm like, then it's 4th of July, and we're able to be at home, hang out with friends and family, fellowship over some you know, whatever's been cooked on the grill, and that's kind of like the trade-off, right? It's like, hey, awful, you know, people go through awful things. They experience death in the worst possible ways. So that 300, you know, the entire year, we can live in a way where we don't even have to think about that, where we've got life as easy as it gets right now. I mean, life in America right now is the easiest anyone's ever had it, probably in the history of Earth. And now we're tattling on our neighbor because they're fellowshipping with their friends and family around a grill, which is what people actually, like, signed up to die for. I can't even, I guess.
Thought
is the
police.
Best way. Like, we're tattling.
It's like the people in Knox County who tattle and snitch on their neighbors for shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I've had fireworks taken from me every single year I've shot
on the
fireworks. 4th. On the 4th, on New Year's Eve. Any day you're allowed to shoot fire, or not allowed, any day you're supposed to shoot fireworks off of, and you live in Knox County and you're technically not supposed to, there's, I don't know who it is, but there's at least one or two people in my neighborhood who don't like the fact that I shoot them.
Come over to Loudoun County. You got free range on that.
Party at Davy's Dock.
It's true.
Let's go. Welcome back into the Fan Run Stadios. Fox
Stadios?
Studios.
What the? Fox doing Sports it all day. I let most of them go, but Stadios?
I was thinking stadium, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good geography cereal.
Stadios?
I would buy that.
That's 50 different shapes, yeah. Like Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Some of them would be kind of ugly.
You could have all Tennessee boxes, and like people would go buy them for their... Oh, we just came up with some.
Stadios.
Oh, yeah.
That used to be good. A game.
But
they, I can't remember.
There have to be O's?
Well, stadiums are kind of like the whole...
It doesn't place. Have to be an O.
Okay,
if it's hollowed.
State-eos. You're doing stadios.
If it's hollowed, just make like the shape of the little cereal like a what is it?
The cutout? The cutout?
Yeah. Don't fill it in.
There was a trivia game where it would give you the name of a stadium, and you had the entire United States continental map out, and you had to like pinpoint as close to where you believe the stadium is as possible. Just a good way to learn the stadiums.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Let's go back to the phone lines. We got PTR on. What's up, buddy? You're on Three and Out.
Gentlemen, I want to tip my hat to you guys this morning. I love the topics and how you're trying to play this down the middle and use rational thinking, which obviously seems to be gone out the window. When you mentioned the incident in the grocery store, I saw that. I went, well, I'd be in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be swinging on people.
And there'd be plenty of room for me because the criminals are out.
Right.
I don't get this. I think my most personal story that I laugh about, and I say this, I'm sad that my sister's going through chemo right now. So we know that anybody that's compromised in their health system, you got to be careful. So I've seen my sister twice in 3 months, and that's standing in the driveway while she's in the garage, and then one afternoon we sat literally 20 feet apart on the back porch to talk. But I had a client recently that myself and some other people were involved. We were all told, we got to wear a mask, we got to wear a mask. She's in chemo. So she's the one that's compromised. So we all showed up in the gloves and the mask and all this stuff. And she's not wearing a mask. But enforced, I'm like, I don't understand this. You're the one. I don't get it. I don't get any of this stuff. That's all gone out in the woods in the sunshine, which is supposed to kill this. Or prevent it from growing, or whatever it is, and now you can't go because they can't enforce their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not heard that about. We can't control this, but we're going to make ridiculous mandates. But we're going to pull your business license. What happened to Virginia? It used to be one of the good guys. It's crazy. I don't understand this stuff, and I'm trying to figure out again as they select to this. Are there just enough people on the left-hand side of moderation that own football and sports teams, so they're forcing the system to go ahead and play sports of some kind? I can't get the rationale down of what works and why a mask works at Costco, but it doesn't work in church. I don't understand this stuff. Somebody help me.
Man, good points, PDR. Thanks for the call, buddy. Why does a mask work at Costco but not at church?
Because the mask is holy.
Get it?
Yeah, I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
You're better than that, Stevens.
I thought it was...
Am I?
Probably not.
You're a dad. You probably like that joke. He's got a point.
Why does a mask work at Costco but not at church? Whew. Now, that's well said.
Really makes you think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the people at the grocery store that didn't have a mask on when I was there, old people.
I'm telling you, man, they don't care.
No.
They've seen too much.
Yeah.
They know what real fear is. They're just like, I'm getting my bagels and my fruit, and I don't care.
Yep.
I've never seen more people walking around, like, neighborhoods and stuff. Older people.
Yeah.
Just streets are lined with people now.
Walking around, looking around.
They walk into each other. They just get there. They have the little talk. Mm-hmm. They don't care about 6 feet. They don't have masks on.
Well, we were in a neighborhood dropping some friends off late Sunday night. And I had to make the left-hand turn in the driveway. But I had to wait because there was a person walking their dog down the – and they had to cross the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as this person crosses the driveway, like, oh, that's our friend from church. And so after she cleared, then we pull in the driveway. So I hop out. My wife is out there talking to her, and they're like, you know, 8, 10 feet apart or whatever. And she's like petting the dog. And then finally, I walk over and we realize that, like, neither one of the ladies want to get close because neither one of them knows what their coronavirus opinion is. It's nothing to do with the actual virus.
Mm.
And finally, my wife's like, hey, are you, you know, she's not wearing a mask, but she's out for a walk by herself with the dog. So finally, my wife's like, so what's your, you know, are you, and then they end up hugging it, you know, by the end of it. Yeah. Like, but that's the type of, like, I mean, it was literal fear of someone's opinion was changing behavior and nothing to do with coronavirus. And that's kind of what PTR's talking about with the grocery store. Like, that's. We're taught not to judge people for lots of different things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't be judgmental. The person, you know, has ratty clothes. Don't judge them for that. We are judging like a mofo whether you wear a mask or don't wear a mask. And I'm just as guilty. When I see the 21-year-old dude that's like, tall, skinny, works out, wearing his mask. My first thought is, look at this softy. Look at that. I don't know. I mean, he might just come out of chemo. I don't know. You know, like that. Mm-hmm. That's on me, right? That I shouldn't judge.
Yeah,
that
no,
person.
You're a
like,
bad person. Yeah.
You know. But if somebody's looking at me not wearing one, and they're like, God, look at this crazy right wing hoaxer. You know, it's not good for anybody.
That's not going to be good for anybody.
It isn't.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah. It's so stupid. And then, like, when you look at the case numbers and they're just plummeting. Like, we're testing more people than ever and the cases are going down. Remember when it was, oh, God, they're reopening. They're going to go up. I mean, Knox County even said, we're going to reopen. And don't you worry. We know the cases will go up. But that's okay. We're going to be monitoring the hospitalizations. We're going to be... Cases went down. We opened up, but cases went down. It's fake news.
Some of that part is. It's a real thing,
right?
But
that what annoys me is like that when the media fear pushers have stuff like the sixth person in their COVID death list of 100,000 people died from a gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do that to themselves. Right, like you're part of the problem of people not believing you because you do this to yourself. When your guy wears a mask and your cameraman doesn't, and you get exposed like that. That's why people hate you.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with it does. It's partially to do with people's tribalism, but it's also
that just perpetuates that.
Yeah, you make it worse.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Like, I'm already kind of, you know, about you because of, like you said, tribalism, political affiliation, whatever. And then you get caught trying to dupe not just me, but everybody. People mm-hmm. on your side, people on my side, people down the middle, people who don't care at all. It's a credibility thing. A lot of people getting credibility stripped.
Well, and you would think that some of these states that have seen states open and be fine, that these governors would be like, man, I better open. Quick, I mean, they're fine. Let's open. That's what's best for everybody. But no, you got because of the side of the aisle. It's double down time.
Mm-hmm.
It's no. I know we're wrong, but let's fight it harder. Like what? Yep. What the hell? I don't understand. I don't get how some of these states can think that, or some of these states' leaders can think that they're right. Oh, did you see the Oregon? Governor, she's back on the let's play football train.
Oh, she walked it back?
Yeah, so that was good. That was good to see. How about some positivity from, you know?
Optimism Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, I saw
and even
Troy Elliott tweeted this out that the University of Tennessee sent him his parking pass information. Oh. So it seems as if Tennessee publicly is saying we're not sure, we'll make decisions, but it seems like privately they're kind of getting ready as if stadium will be open and everybody's going to be welcome.
Either way, you can still park in tailgate.
Maybe.
I mean, if they don't send them that information, people are going to start wanting money back. So
can't have that.
So they kind of have to operate in that mode. I think we're going to get to September, And some places might do some weird stuff, but I think Neyland Stadium's going to be like, ball game, let's go.
You want in, you're in.
Open it up.
Just be careful. Don't cough on anybody.
I mean, alcohol kills the virus, right?
That's what they say.
Enough of it.
Enough of the strong
Tennessee stuff. Fans will be
on
fine.
Your hands.
Yeah, we'll be good.
Just pour it on your hands, then pour it
bathe in it.
Pour it down your throat.
After it's been on my hands?
No, different.
Oh, okay.
No, pour it on your hands, then pour it
feels
down
wasteful.
Hey, keep yourself safe.
Wouldn't you want your last pour to be on your hands because that's sterilizing it? You have to sterilize it, then grab the bottle again.
Yes. Well, you can wipe the bottle down. It wouldn't matter at that point. Yeah.
I'm not 21 yet. I just have so many questions.
You'll learn.
Well, one of my friends that is medical, he was in one of the home improvement stores at some point and said, like, show. You know, the people that are wearing gloves, he saw a guy wearing gloves and a mask, and the guy was so bad with his touching of stuff that it was actually worse that he had the gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kicker was he pulled a glove off with his mouth to then use his cell phone and then put the glove back on and start touching things that's what we're dealing with.
It's all about the illusion.
It's the optics.
Look, I'm trying. Look right at me, how much I'm trying. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I might actually be making it worse, but I'm trying.
It's delusional virtue signaling. Just what it looks like is all that matters. Forget reality. We just threw reality right out the window. No. So no group camping for me.
Nope. Sorry. You're on your own.
Yep. All right. Final segment. We'll find some positivity, hopefully.
Sports?
Yeah. Well, there's some sports coming back. We'll hit those on the flip side.
Deal.
Final segment of the program.
Wednesday.
Yeah, already. Thursday tomorrow.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, and then Friday after that.
Yeah. Then, you know, Saturday.
This week is
Sunday.
Flying by. Hey, breaking news. The Premier League clubs voted unanimously to approve return to contact training.
What is that just means they can...
I guess they were training like 6 feet apart, not scrimmaging, just working on their skills. So now they're going to, now they actually get to scrimmage and play and practice, which means then games could then happen. I mean, Bundesliga has been rolling, right? Like, every day I open ESPN, it's like, Bundesliga scores. Davey's making money on it. Betting Bayern Munich. They won 5-2. Congratulations, Davey.
Shouts out Tyler.
Yeah, nice tip by Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Easy money. A lot of the European leagues canceled, but not the Premier League. I mean, it is Premier. It is top of the, the thing. So we got that to look forward to.
Are we going to have to choose a Premier League team if that's the only sports we have back? Do I have to go out and pick a soccer team now?
I already have one. I already picked mine.
Who's your team?
Houston's got one, too. I don't know about Davey.
Everton.
Tottenham for me.
Okay.
I shouldn't have picked Everton, but...
Why'd you pick Everton?
Tim Howard.
Is Arsenal still bleep? Weren't they really bad there for a while?
I don't remember. I really wanted to get into it, and I can at times, but I just can't make myself... live and die with a Tottenham match.
Is Chelsea too mainstream of a pick to choose that as my team? Should I go with something more slept on? Because I only know like the top three teams.
Well, so Russell Smith has a whole guide. You could maybe consult him. He says you probably have enough losers you pull for in other sports that just pick one of the big five or six. Like, don't worry about trying to be one of the guys that's like, I pull for this team that's about to be relegated. Like,
Everton's very Tennessee-esque. Mm. Like, lots of heart-wrenching, late losses, frustrating play, moments of glory.
I watched that Sunderland Till We Die thing on Netflix. they start the documentary as they're getting relegated out of the Premier League into the Champions League, or not champion, the Championship, they call it. And then they get relegated again down to the next, like the League One or whatever. I mean, it'd be like if Tennessee like fell out of the SEC, you know, because they finished behind Vanderbilt that one year or whatever. And that's the year they decide to make a documentary about you.
I think I'll just pick the EPL. Just the league as
the
a
league
whole.
The league as a whole?
I'm just a fan of the health of the league.
That's smart.
It's the Rob Lowe strategy.
Okay. The current table has Liverpool at the top. They've been really good lately. Man City, then Leicester City. They're the ones that won it. As
that was
like,
the 100-1 odds.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I thought it was worse than that.
Oh, is it? I just remember
a
big number.
It was
like 10,000 or something. It was nuts.
Bunch of zeros.
I mean, they were. Some people are saying it would be like a team, like a college basketball team winning the NBA finals, basically. Chelsea's fourth, then Man United. Tottenham's down to 8. Arsenal's 9th.
Give me Man U.
Everton's 12th.
I'm a Man U guy.
Man U?
Man
U. That's what you're picking?
Man U.
How many teams are there total?
There are 20. I think I'm going to get this wrong. Bottom 4 or bottom 2 get relegated, I think. I think it's bottom 4. I looked up where my family was from in England and then picked off of that. So, North London here.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should have done that. That would have been...
You could redo it. Tim Miller's not there anymore.
I know, right? But I feel like...
He's been gone a long time.
I feel like it makes me kind of a bandwagon person.
Weren't you a bandwagon to begin with?
Not really. Because they were my first, but now if I leave them and pick a better team, that feels very... it feels cheap.
Where's Crest from? What country is that?
Well, scholars maintain...
German. Middle High German, it says here on the
That's
Google.
That's what it says. The biggest tool company in Germany is Crest Tool. Huh, it was derived from the word Kretz.
Did you know...
K-R-E-T-Z.
Kress Gugen, hence probably a nickname for someone thought to resemble the fish. So you get some fish in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I look
an
like
occupational
fish?
Name for a fisherman.
Get out of town.
Wild.
Man, it was my...
Or an unflattering nickname for a greedy person.
A little column A, a little column B.
Some good, some bad.
No, I was about to say, you were saying...
A greedy fisherman.
The Crest Tool, if you just put a comma, it's your nickname.
Never heard that one before, Will. Thanks.
No problem.
Davey's made that joke before.
Oh.
You know, you're getting in line. June 8th for Tennessee to start workouts on campus,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Did you see this? Oklahoma is going to wait till July 1st. So Pruitt and the boys are going to get 3 weeks of extra prep before the season.
Let's go.
For game two against Oklahoma.
Let's go.
Lincoln Riley's been fairly outspoken as
it
relates to these things that have gone on.
You think he's doing that for recruiting?
Is it working?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say it's hurting him.
I think these guys get in their ivory tower and they have no idea what...
They're 28th.
What's good or bad for
better now,
perception.
But they finish it in 2020.
Oh, I'm sure it was good. Wait, let's see. I think they were top 5, but I could be wrong. 11. One spot behind Tennessee.
What was your mother's surname? Maiden name? Is it English?
It's the McLean side of the family. Irish.
Mm.
Any relation to John?
Spelled different, I think. Mm.
You got to find an English surname so you can pick a...
Can you do spot. Stevens? Does that work?
We'll look that up.
Yes.
We'll get you that.
Yeah, we'll find out what team you need to be.
I already said Man U, but I can go back on it.
Yeah,
I'm not that committed.
Yeah. You're good.
Commitment.
It is a British surname, so you're off to a good start. Let's see if we can find a location, family history, crest, coat of arms, all that good stuff. Houseofnames.com, that seems like a good... Cool. You like... you're a ferry guy, right?
Of course.
The Ancient Arms of Stevens. It's kind of a blue, silver with just a hint of gold.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything for my Premier League team?
Not no. No, it doesn't.
It was worth a shot. Do you guys remember the name Musa Cisse?
That sounds familiar.
No.
Basketball player?
No.
Was that five one star? Full name or two names?
Musa Cisse. Cisse.
Then no. Mm. I was thinking that was just like one last name.
He's reclassifying to the 2020 class. Maybe a potential big man for Barnes.
Mm.
But it looks like he's going to go to Memphis. He's out of Memphis. Probably got a little help to move down there. Just wondered if anyone had seen that. Just putting it out there.
Apparently Hudson, there's several, I guess, origins. Obviously, it's Anglo-Scottish. But I guess as far as options, it was very popular in Yorkshire, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
Is that the sauce?
Worcestershire?
Yeah, that one.
Worcestershire.
So, okay. So you got drip. You got the sauce.
I'm a big Worcestershire guy. I love that stuff.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of all over the place. We're also talking about if you spill it. Devonshire, Cornwall. I'm trying to find how far back we go.
A lot of shires.
We should all just take a 23andMe.
Nope, can't do it.
No, they busted a guy for, well, maybe it's not a bad thing. Yeah, maybe, like, they found DNA and they compared it to the database and they realized he killed someone like 30 years ago.
It was his nephew that submitted to one of the like ancestry DNA sites, and once they had his DNA on file, they then used that DNA to, as Houston said, link it to a family member that had committed a murder. Oh,
never mind. I'm not actually snitching. Never mind.
Exactly.
See, it's like I'm not. So it's like with the coronavirus and wearing a mask. You know, I'm not really worried about myself, but I am worried about my family members.
Yeah,
you see how this works?
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Now that adds up. That's being a good family member. Blood is thicker than water. Did you find out for Will yet or no?
Mm-mm.
We'll just keep digging.
Having trouble
keep
with the location. Apparently, someone talks about where they all went, but not where they lived when they were in England. Someone in Ireland that has ones that came to the United States. But yeah, I'm having trouble.
It's all good. I'll just go with Man U.
No, I'm gonna find this even if I have to bring it back tomorrow. I got you. I'll get it for you. I got my map of Premier League teams here. We just got to figure out where the Stevens started.
They're all so close.
They are.
Teams.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like, I don't think I ever realized that, how close all the little clubs are.
Well, it's crazy. I think a lot of football fans here are like, oh, yeah, those English stadiums, they're so small. It's like, yeah, man, but imagine if there was like a football stadium like in downtown Knoxville and then another one in Fountain City.
Exactly.
According to surname ranking, Hudson is the 273rd most popular surname in the database.
Hmm. All right.
Hey, if you're a German, you should have a Bundesliga team. You'd be pulling right now. You'd have a game tonight, maybe.
Who does Pulisic play for?
Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea.
He was with Dortmund.
Oh, he left to go to the Premier League?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
See, that's why you can't pick your team off of players, because players...
I like to have an American to root for. Mm. The tie over. You know. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
How many Americans are playing in the EPL? Is that like something you can just count off one hand?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not very common.
It's probably one hand, max two. There's no way you use your toes.
Yeah, and then all the retired guys from the Premier League come play MLS.
Yeah.
And then complain about how bad it is. It's like, yeah, man, we know. That's why we brought you in to help. But we thank them for their service. You still looking over there? Can't find anything?
We do a really good job of hiding.
It's too popular is the problem.
Oh.
This latest thing
like
I
Will.
Pulled up, it said there's 301,610 Stevens members around the world.
That is that is a lot.
It's better than Smith.
That's Smythe, not Smith, dude. Big one tonight. Auburn, 9.
9 p.m.
Hope JoJo's.
They've usually been getting fully back recovered around 9.
Yeah, 30. I saw that. Okay.
Break it all down for you tomorrow. Thursday edition. Almost already the weekend. Thursday.
I think Dwayne Rogers Cole's going to have a big game.
I like him. He might be my favorite player. Rogers Cole for Heisman. And Presley. He's the man.
Keep it locked in. The Blitz is next right here on Fan Run Radio.